Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this morning. Seems like it's been forever, don't it? Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Let's go before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we can't help but, Lord, just appreciate the opportunity, Lord, to be here. Lord, we just love and appreciate You with all our hearts this morning. Lord, so thankful, Lord, for what You've done for us. Lord, just can't help but to thank You every morning I get out of bed. Lord, You are so good. Lord, we appreciate You. We love You. We thank You for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, in unity, Lord, let us praise and worship You this morning. Give You our all. We ask it in Your precious name. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Turn to Only Believe to page 88. The Heaven of Rest. Amen. My soul inside exiles out on life's sea, so burdened with sin.
We love.
Over my soul, that little chorus. Amen. Sweep over in with God. Amen. Shut in with God in a sea. Hallelujah. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. In a sea. Shut in with him. Amen. Brother Tim, would you like to take up the offering this morning? Amen.
Precious Lord, we truly count it a great privilege to be here this morning.
Yes.
Lord, just to feel your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, and to know you're here with us. Lord, where you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we're so thankful for the hour in which we live.
Yes.
And Lord, the mercy and grace that you've shown. Lord, we just stand here humbly today, Lord, to take up this offering. Lord, we ask you to bless it. Lord, that we would use it to continue, Lord, to do whatever it takes, Lord, to keep these little lights on, Lord, whatever needs done around here.
Amen.
And Lord, we'd have a place together to worship the saints of my precious faith. Lord, we ask you to bless it now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Shut in with God in a secret place. Prayer that is still sick or afflicted, Satan's trying them. Ask God to be with them and heal their bodies. They can be back with us.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Settles, would you take the request this morning?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative.
Yes.
Amen. For the opportunity we have. Yes, Lord. You've allowed us to be able to gather in, Lord. Have another opportunity to hear your word. Father, in this portion of the service, Lord, we have an opportunity to, Father, just have on our hearts what's wrong with us, needs and requests in our hearts.
Yes.
Father, we know you already know, Lord, that you like to hear us, Father, and by faith ask that, Lord, you're more than faithful to
every
need, more than able, Lord. Father, from the sicknesses of the saints that's missing, to, Lord, it may be whatever it may be in our bodies.
Yes.
Gathered here. Father, we just ask that you would just meet every need. Yes. Lord, in a mighty way, Father, to confound those that see it. And Lord, may we testify of your goodness to others and glorify your holy name. We thank you now, Lord. Just have your way in the remainder of the service, we pray, in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone got a song this morning? Anything on your heart? Amen. We'll just go ahead and stand and we'll ask our brother to come. Sing out a little song. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Till I
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Amen. Don't you love him this morning? It's God's grace that we're here. Amen. His love. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious, precious Lord, our wonderful Savior and King, the great I Am, the truth, the light, and the way, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We're so appreciative that you've been able to bring us here today. And Father, together with saints of like precious faith, and though it may be just a few here, Lord, again, Lord, we know your promise is just as alive today as it ever was. The Father, again, as our brother said, where two or three are gathered together, in our midst you would be. So we appreciate that, Lord, and we ask that you would just lead us and guide us on what to speak this morning. And Father, just have the preeminence in everything in our hearts, our lives and thoughts, everything, Lord, you'd have the complete control of us, that thy will be done above everything. In your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us turn our Bibles to a scripture here before we sit down. Amen. I see a lot of them still not here this morning. And trust that God will touch their bodies. Definitely was a strong devil virus. Amen. But God's grace, we'll all pull through it. Amen. We are so thankful for his healing power, though. That's for sure. All right, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Philippians in the second chapter and just read one verse for this morning. And I'm not going to bring what I was intending to bring. I'm just going to read a few things for this morning because with this many missing, I don't want them to miss it. So, Lord willing, next time the Lord gives us opportunity, the people will be back and we'll be able to bring what the Lord's laid on our heart, because I definitely don't want anybody to miss it. Something very serious. May not seem serious when I go to bring it, but always remember, God works through simplicity. Amen. Is that right? Amen. All right, Philippians 2 and the 12th verse. Wherefore, my beloved, isn't it so good to know that he has beloved? Amen. And so good to know by grace you can be counted part of that. Amen. As ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now may the Lord bless through his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Well, like I say, we was kind of checking around last night and making sure that there'd be quite a bit here, or most of everybody here. And actually, we know of some that came down with it again last night, or didn't have it and came down with it. So, amen. But God's grace, we're standing strong now. Amen. Believe me, I know what you're going through, because I went through it too. Amen. It's nothing like when our Lord Jesus, you know, when he hung on the cross, and then the prophet spoke about, you know, he knew what headaches was and sickness and different things. And so he knows what we're going through. And so, you know, when something like this goes around, it's nothing better for the head to get it too, so they know what the people's going through. Amen. So pray God will bless you and strengthen you. And as I said, get us all back quickly as possible. But you know, these things happen for a reason. You know, it's sometimes trying of our faith, or, you know, and sometimes it just, you need a little something like that to come along to make you appreciate good health. You know, you when you don't have much ever go wrong with you, you know, and you have good health, it makes you appreciate it. I'll tell you when you get something like that. And actually, the message I was going to bring this morning kind of probably will work that in a little bit, but like I said, I don't want to say much about it right now. All righty, so we find in this, like I said, I really don't have nothing to bring for sure this morning, since we're not bringing the message that the Lord laid on my heart. But like I said, we're just going to speak about some things and trust again God will strengthen us by it. Because always remember, the Word of God is inspired, you know. It's always times like this that happens. I feel so bad for Brother Solomon and his wife driving clear down here and then not really bring something that... But I shouldn't really say that because God's Word is important. I don't care what you bring. It's important, you know. And, you know, there may be times that I might not think, well, this ain't in the picture that I, you know, was receiving and what the Lord wanted me to bring. And but then maybe there's times that that works out for the good also, you know. And maybe what we're going to say today will maybe be the exact thing you needed for this morning. So we don't know that. Only God knows all those things. Is that right? Amen. So we find here he's bringing this in such a way that, you know, he says here, beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. And you know how that goes today. You know, a lot of people, as long as the preacher's around, you know, they really try to make sure they're acting on their best behavior. You know, make sure everything's right. Or maybe when they're just in service. Maybe they're with someplace with the saints or something like that. And they want to make sure they're on the best behavior and being obedient to the Word of God, you know. But Apostle Paul, he's seen this. You know, he was seen even at this time that, you know, he's seen that the people was in obedience in his presence. But yet now he was going to warn them something. That in my absence, you work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. And as this day we've moved into, this age we've moved into, it seems and appears that more than ever that people are getting into such a thing that it's not, how could I say this so you don't understand what I'm saying? People have gotten so much word. And we know that the Word's laying all around us. I mean, there's those books, there's devices we can listen to the Word, Bibles everywhere, messages everywhere. Attend services usually, most of the time, any of us three times a week. Sometimes some of the places maybe four or five, I don't know what they gather. But yet there's just the availability of the Word is just so abundant. And everybody has that opportunity to listen to it. I mean, a lot, you know. And it's an age where we can get it, an intellectual idea of what it's saying. It's just so abundant. It's everywhere around us, you know. As I said, and by reading the Word, and we've got people in the message that just, they feel that's their salvation is they have to be hearing it all the time. Literally with their ears hearing it, that voice of the prophet. And they think that's salvation. You know, they think that's eternal life to be hearing it all the time. They've been taught that and they believe that. And so they have it playing through their home and everything. They play it all night long. They got speakers through the house and it's playing all night long and they sleep while it's on. They think that's eternal life. They think that's to have eternal life. That's what they must do. Which is all fine. But it still isn't eternal life. And it still doesn't bring the person to the place that God is requiring of a person. You know? Now, if the Holy Ghost does something while they're hearing that word, reading that word, and by what we understand to be revelation, the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, makes it alive to us, that it can manifest. that's when it really starts to count. And I believe Apostle Paul was telling us here that about this working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It's been handed over so easily to us. You know, as to say, we've heard before, you know, a little, everything's been handed to you on a silver spoon, you know? And we just begin to think, because I've got it, I've got life. Because I listen to it, I've got life. Because I go to church 3 times a week, I've got life. Not necessarily, you see. But Paul is seeing the urgency to work out your own personal salvation with fear and trembling, to make sure that you're right with God. Even the abundance of word that we have and the coming to service 3 times a week, whatever it may be, you work out your own salvation. Don't work out somebody sitting beside of you. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, if you look it up in the original Greek, again, that trembling is to be is used to describe the anxiety of one who distrusts his ability completely. You distrust your own ability. Yeah. You can't trust your own ability. We haven't got enough ability to work out our own salvation. We haven't got enough ability in ourselves to gain eternal life. We haven't got enough ability in ourselves to even really honestly bring ourselves to Acts 2:38. No. Because no man can come to me except the Father drawing first. You see? It has to be what He does for us. And how could we ever trust in our own ability? Even if, and that's something that people begin to do in this age. They learn so much of the prophet, and they learn so much of the message. They begin to think it's their own ability that they're going to do this and going to accomplish what God wants in their life. But see, Jesus Christ wants to really, truly express Himself through us. Amen. Truly. Not just be talked about. You know, like Brother Branham said, and believe it was one of the token messages. It's just not just to be talked about. It's got to be manifested. It's got to be lived. It's got to be Christ come in us and take our lives over. Now, it seems to, if we would really get this, as I was ministering a couple weeks ago, out of Christ's Mystery God Revealed, and that's what I want to read out a little bit more today. If we get the true understanding of it, we will truly see and have a reality being placed in our hearts that we live in a dimension that it's got to be Christ, take me over. Amen. And get out of this thing, I've got to live better. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You've got to live in a dimension by faith. Remember, faith will bring you to a dimension. And it'll be a dimension that Jesus Christ desires in our life. And we realize that this dimension, though, as I said, will push out all of that idea. I got to do this. I got to quit this. I got to start that. It's got to be revealed that Jesus Christ is going to live it through you. I say it so many times, as the prophet said in some of the messages, this is a life you don't live yourself. If people could only get that by revelation, this is a life you don't live yourself. So He's coming in, or comes in, and takes over. The desires has changed. The ambitions has changed. It goes back to that soul change. Everything about us is where He is the control seat of our heart, just like He told us. He's in control. It's no longer us making our decisions. And when I go to read here in just a little bit on something again, it's things still people don't understand. And you've got to understand, the only way you'll get this is by faith. You are not going, when I read this next quote again, I read it the last message when I was preaching on this. it is not something you're going to learn and see it accomplished. It is something that when these words you hear or they come into you, that the Holy Spirit processes it in such a way that it becomes a part of you. And then I'm going to say it this way, so try to get to a certain point. It just happens. It isn't something that I'm going to try to make myself do. And by us not receiving the revelation of it, we're still in our minds, we're thinking this thing, I've got to make myself do it. I'm going to do this. You know, we get that determination, a lot of people at the beginning of a new year and make new year resolutions like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we have no ability to do anything. Nothing. No way. Of course, people think they got abilities. They think, I've got ability to do this and I can do this and I can build this and I know how to put this together and I can make this look pretty and I can do this. No, you can't do nothing. What God allows you to do. Yeah. Which I'd love to go into my message that I had, but I can't. So I'm trying to steer away from it and keep my mouth shut on some things. All right. So we find here, he says here on page 23, and let me read this one more time here. He says, see, when I see God's great purpose, now you'll remember me reading this, but I'll read it again. Revealing himself and having first to reveal himself in Christ. Okay? The fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's all good to know that, but it doesn't stop there. To know the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right? And then to bring that fullness. This is what has to be revealed to us. Excuse me. And then to bring that fullness of the Godhead bodily into, he says a people, but I'm going to say you. Me. That fullness of the Godhead bodily in me. That fullness of the Godhead bodily in you. Bring it in you. In you. That's what he said. Bring it in you. Now again, let's just think a moment. I've said things like this before, but think about it. We know what God did in Christ. And we know if that same Christ is in us, really in us, not talked about now, really is in us. I have no doubt that if he is in whatever person he's in, that he's powerful enough to control their being, to control their thinking. Do you know there's people not here today? I'm not talking about sick people. There is people not here today because their thinking was not controlled. I stand maybe out on a limb saying that, but on the day of judgment, you'll find out. Because of their personal way of thinking, are not here. Now they don't sit here today to hear these things. Again, always remember, saints, I take this very, very serious. Very serious. For if they had Christ thinking, be no problem. Be no problem. He says, and then to bring that fullness of the Godhead bodily into a people that he could have the preeminence. Oh, we've heard it. But it's going to be made alive. That he could have the preeminence, the oversight, the leading. Now watch what he's going to say here in just a few moments. The other night, if you didn't get the tape, I preached here the night on a prisoner of Jesus Christ, Paul prisoner. When God gets you to bring his, when God gets you to being his prisoner, when he gets you to being his prisoner, not when the individual stand there and say, I want to be a prisoner. No, that don't work yet. When God gets you to being his prisoner, now it's present. Now it's enforced. Now it's in reality. When he gets you to be in this prison. Not us sitting there saying, I want to be, I see it, I want to be. Which until we get there, it's a good thing to have. But when he gets you to be in his prisoner, then you can't do nothing but what the Spirit says to. If only the Holy Spirit would reveal that to us. We would do nothing until the Holy Spirit. Read it again. You can do nothing. You can't do nothing but what the Spirit says do. Nothing. I think Christ was already an example of that. Where we mentioned in the last service was here that remember, in simple words, he said, I can do nothing unless the Father shows me. Nothing. Nothing. And without faith, we stumble at it. What's the limit? How do I know? What does he mean? When? How? Until it's revealed, you don't know how. Until it's revealed, we don't know what he means. Until it's revealed, it even gets forgotten. And again, it was just words. Spoken, read, listened to. It's gone. It's all forgotten about. And then when things in life comes up and trials and tests, cares of life, just in a normal standard, all these different things come up around us, it's never there. And then some with the intellectual knowledge of it, being only intellectually, retain it. Then when circumstances, situations, trials of life come up, what do I do? I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do in this. Why is it like this? How come? How come I've got to do this? Why do I have to do it this way? But once he comes in, and it's revealed. You can't do nothing unless the Spirit says do. Nothing. Saints, you've got to realize that's not my words. I just read it to you. From God's mouthpiece. And why can people, how could I say this? Sometimes I don't understand, but yet I do. Because it has to be that way. But I guess carnal way of thinking, you think, how could people do that? To say they believe that a prophet was sent in this age, God give a people a prophet, which is his mouthpiece, gave him his message, delivered it to the people, vindicated it completely, that it was the unadulterated, pure, true word of God. And then the people accept it and follow it. They read it. They listen to it. Do all kinds of things with it. But it comes down to simple things like this. They're not interested in it. It wouldn't have been no different than just if I would have said it. Or some sitting here and said it. Or some man on your job said it. It doesn't mean anything. And then how could a people still claim they believe a prophet came? How can he really say that the Malachi 4 was fulfilled and then followed? And then so many things throughout that word just gets thrown clear out and has absolutely, absolutely no meaning whatsoever to it at all. And even ministers, it means nothing to them, friends. Absolutely nothing. And things they may read right along with it and maybe preaching a message out of the same book and everything and read right over those things and never see it. And never try to get a people to catch the reality of it. Is it because they don't see it themselves? Most likely. But it's only God's grace if you can see it. It's only God's grace if this quote I just read really pops out to you. And something you know is going on the inside. Yeah. And some sit around and say, well, I don't even know if I received a revelation. How could you receive a revelation and not really know you got it? Anytime I ever received something the Holy Spirit revealed to me, there's something on the inside going on, friend. Amen. Inspiration, friends. The stimulation of revelation. Oh, my. And people sit around today and say they got revelations and received from God and they never felt like, look at nothing. I don't know how that happens. I don't understand it. And it doesn't add up with what the prophet said. Not at all. But yet their tongue will say, I received that revelation. But you watch many, many times how that same mouth, I got the revelation, I received that. And then what happens when tests and trials come up? It's not expressed. And they can't sit there honestly and say, yeah, I felt something strike in my heart. Yeah. Oh, my. Something real hit. And it's never forgotten then. It's the same as placing right in your hand that faith does at revelation. Oh, there's no getting away from it. Nobody talking you out of it. No. No way. God expressed in Jesus Christ, who was both Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in His church. Now, this is what He's going to say next. Let me read it again, make sure you catch it. Now, the complete fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in His church, the preeminence. The preeminence. And I think we all sit here today what's here today. Maybe listen, end up listening to this. Surely we can sit here in ourselves today and surely we've got enough intellects at least about us to be able to answer the question whether we know for sure Jesus Christ has the preeminence of our lives. Can we still just do things on our own without seeking God? Is that reality in our hearts to desire to be led by the Holy Spirit? And you're seeking to be led by the Spirit on whatever it may be coming up, what's going on, what's happening? Huh? When somebody has to go to the hospital, is there something immediately comes up? Lord, lead me by your Holy Spirit to see what you want, Lord. Huh? Oh. When you go get up out of bed in the morning, Lord, lead me by your Holy Spirit. It's a constant, it's you're conscious of it. Because it's a reality. It has taken your life over. Preeminence isn't just something that it's never thought about until the preacher. Oh, the preacher mentioned it again. I remember him talking about that. When your mouth's going to begin to speak, is the thought going through your heart and your mind? Lord, I want you to have the preeminence of what I'm going to say. What do you want me to say? Is the way I'm handling the situation, Lord, your preeminence? Maybe a man on the job is really giving you a rough time and he's just really being a smart aleck to you. Is it going through your heart and your thoughts? Lord, I want you to have the preeminence. What do you want me to say to this man? or it doesn't even enter, and you begin to rise up on the inside, and flesh gets all out of sorts, you know, and oh my, will you just keep your mouth shut and don't bother me? Or was the Holy Spirit leading you to return kind words? Excuse me, kind words and gentle words that the scripture says turns away strife and wrath. We're talking about, I should say, he's talking about real preeminence. Not when you can just think about it or your memory memorizes it. But a work by the Holy Spirit that brings this to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. That leads the intellects clear out of the way. For when he which is the comforter shall come, that's the Holy Spirit, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. That's supernatural. That's the Holy Spirit. You see? That's not natural. It's not natural for flesh. It's not natural for just carnality. But now the supernatural has come and taken over. The Holy Spirit. And brings these things to your thoughts. That you too, as Apostle Paul said before, we have the mind of Christ. Oh. Could you imagine some of the decisions our Lord Jesus Christ would have made in the great troublesome things he was going through of getting ready to be judged and taken to the cross and all that if God didn't have the preeminence in that body of flesh? Oh. Could you imagine? Within him laid enough power that he could have called for 12 legions of angels and destroyed them all. And if that would have happened, he would have never got on the cross for you and I. That our sins would be washed white as snow. If God wouldn't have had the preeminence. And what do you think is going to happen today? This great message came forth. Declared, vindicated. And then if God didn't have a people that he could have a preeminence of, this message would be worth nothing. Nothing. Because he'd have nobody to manifest it through. But he has somebody to manifest it through. He has a chosen people, a chosen generation. They're peculiar people. Sometimes odd. Sometimes thought odd about that, how they could think so much about this word. How could they ever walk around and constantly thinking about, Lord, have the preeminence. What do you want in my life? What do you want, Lord? What do you want? Do you need me somewhere? It's constantly. They're thinking. What's thy will for me today, Lord? Do you want to do this today? Do you have something better for me? Not my will, but thine be done. It will all gel together if you get a revelation of it. And it'll be present in your thinking. Yeah. I've got men on the job that I could fire. And I probably should fire. I said, Lord, what's thy will? What's thy will? Do we continue to express forgiveness? Or do you want me to get rid of them? Will they cause a worse problem over here? Will they cause a worse problem for another employee, Lord? They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You'll not get out of it. If you're not led by the Spirit of God, you better work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's all I'll say today. If he doesn't have that preeminence yet, if your thoughts isn't his thoughts, to make the decisions that Jesus Christ wants in your life, then you better be working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, friend. Be careful, for your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know, truly try to devour the sons of God. Yeah. Because he's always trying to take away from God and what belongs to God. But it's our responsibility to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. To make sure we don't trust in our own abilities. We have no abilities to trust in. And to live this life ourselves, we can't. It's impossible. And this is not meant for normal, so-called flesh human beings. This kind of life is for sons and daughters of God, predestinated. The devil always, even through ministers, want to take and make people that has no predestination have no eternal life. And I always want to try to tie them in with those that have eternal life. It'll never work, friends. Never. It'll never happen. That anybody can do this. Not anybody can do it. Only predestinated seed. And only predestinated seed will understand. They that are not predestinated will not understand anything about this preeminence. It has not been given them to know this mystery. It's not been given. Revelation, yes, it's a revelation. That's why the prophet says, one time Henry says, we'll go off this revelation for a moment. It's revealed. And that only. Won't you sisters come up, please? But work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, if we don't see this in our life yet, and we know it has to be, or are we going to sit there and say, I can make it in without that? Try it. You'll see on the day of judgment. And you'll have to sit there and see me. I told you. I tried hard to tell you. I tried to distract you from the cares of life. I tried to point you away from the cares of life. But you wouldn't listen. Those things become more important. Yeah. Again, that's why some is not here today. Because it's more important. Cares of life. Not the sick ones, but others. Did they miss something today? Yes, they did. Of a simple message. Amen. Yes. They missed something today. Well, I'll listen to it on tape. It's fine. Try it. Hopefully you'll get it. But it'll never be like sitting right here in the presence of the Holy Spirit. No. Oftentimes when people sit down and listen to tapes, I see so many times they're driving down the highway, which is all right if you want to listen to tapes or something going down the road. It's fine. Especially something you know you need and can't get a hold of it. The Holy Ghost needs to reveal it. Maybe sit there and listening to it and all the time thinking about, I got to put this board on this over here. And I've got to fix the roof's leaking over here. I can't wait till this gets done so I can get out there. It'll never do you any good.
That's right.
Nope. Well, you think your message is that important I have to have it? It ain't my message. It's God's word.
That's right,
I just have to be mouthpiece to stir your minds, pure minds, way of remembrance. God knows how my heart cries out. Cries out to see every one of my sheep make it. But I know it's out of my control. But I can only do what I can do and what I'm allotted to do. The rest is up to my Heavenly Father. But the blessing will be one day that when we get there and this life is over, we will not be able to remember those. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to get there and then have to remember all those that's lost? It'd be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? But it'll be all forgotten. What a life to long for. Amen. All this word is so real. But only the Holy Ghost can make it real to you. Amen. Got to remember. It's going through my mind. Another message to trust that we will be blessed with it if the Lord will and if he tarries. Yeah. For some reason, it wasn't supposed to come today. Maybe there's something else God wanted to add to it. So, and I actually received it when we wasn't here Thursday night. And the inspiration came and laid it on my heart. So I trust that we will stay hungry, saints. Amen. And you understand what I was saying today. We should be a people that we're conscious of him having the preeminence in everything in our life. Before we do anything, make any decision. Again, I know it sounds confusing and you probably won't know what to do, how to do it, what God means until it's revealed. Maybe with what's been read today, it's something, a little something extra has been revealed in your heart, personally, as an individual. Amen. And there's a purpose for this today, as I said earlier. You know, I had no clue this is what I was going to speak about today. No clue. My mind was set on the next one. Maybe we had to have this before that. I don't know. But again, God knows all things. Amen. Let us all stand. Do you really love him? When you love him, friends, you love the word. Amen. And if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Yes. Oh, my. So if any feels that it wasn't enough to make worth coming today, forgive me. Amen. Because I wasn't prepared for this, but trusting is something to help. Amen. And make a little course on your heart. Amen at all. Brother Timothy?
To me, he is so wonderful.
Isn't he, though? Amen. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To Brother Timothy dismisses. To me, he is so wonderful.
To me, he is so
You glad to have been here today? Amen. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to have been here. You know, many of the things he was speaking on there this morning and how true it is. You know, last night as a family, we'd sit down to watch Brother Billy Paul's testimony. And I know it's just a testimony, been given many times, but you know, as he spoke, to think that he stood in those meetings, stood on the platform. He was there when the angel of the Lord, and the Lord permitted him to see that angel in the room. He walked all of those people up that platform to stand before God during those times of healing services. But yet he still didn't have a personal revelation of Jesus Christ till later in life. And how he talked about that. And you know, that goes for each and every one of us. We've all been raised and born, a lot of us, in this message. Some of us came from different paths as God's brought us each one through. But we each one have to have a personal revelation. Amen. It's good to believe Brother Branham was a prophet. Yes. It's good to believe that you should go to church. But it's got to be revealed to you while you're gathering in these doors. Amen. We have a pastor. Other churches have a pastor. And there's preachers all through the land. But God gave gifts unto the church. And he gave gifts unto men. And he also, if you feel that you've got a place that God's called you to worship and a place to pastor over you, that pastor has a special calling different than any other person that's going to minister to you. God's watching out for your soul. But he gave pastors for that reason, to watch over a flock. And how through many years I've seen how God has been able to use those different pastors that I've been under to guide my life and to help me and to teach me. When things didn't go the way they should have been, God was on the scene, and God works on both ends at the same time. And you just remember that God had a plan, and he put it all in order. And it's working exactly the way God wants it to work. But you've got to be willing. Each and every one of us has got to be willing to humble ourselves. The Lord, you called me. You've placed me where I am. Lord, let me come your provided will and direction. It's not what I think about it and how much I know about it. But God's given me the opportunity to be able to come where the word is preached and to sit and to listen. How reverently we should come and how we should truly see that we're not coming to see any man. We're not coming to just be seen. Even this morning as we gather in, there's only a few of us. But each one of us should have came with that. Lord, if it's only you and me, Lord, speak to my heart. For Lord, that's why I gathered here today. And as we sang the little chorus earlier, shut in with God. Let's sing it again before we dismiss and just think of that. For today I've had an opportunity to listen to him, have him speak to my heart and just to speak to us. And may each one of us truly cry out for that. Lord, make it real to me. Let it be a personal revelation to me, Lord. Not just something somebody told me, not something I've heard somebody else say, but Lord, from an experience and of a revelation burning down inside with a stimulation. That, Lord, I know you were speaking to me. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding his face. Heavenly Father, we truly count it a great privilege to have been here today. And Lord, to have you speak to our hearts. And Lord, truly any time that word is coming. And Lord, we have an opportunity to sit in the stillness of your Holy Spirit and have you speak to us. How great it is. And Lord, to be able to feel your presence. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for what you've done for us and are doing. But Lord, as the hour is growing late, don't let us lose sight of our goal. But Lord, make it more real than it ever has been. The Lord, time is about to finish up. Amen. And Lord, may we keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord, in your word and what you said it would do in a people. And Lord, may we be able to see that reflection as we look into your mirror.
Yes.
That, Lord, we see we're part of that precious word. Lord, we thank you for those that could be here today, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless those that are sick and afflicted. Raise them up. Lord, just, you know every heart, Lord. And we just ask you to bless each
yes.
one. Be with Brother Bobby, Lord, and strengthen him.
Yes.
And Lord, just continue to have your way in our lives. And we'll never fail, Lord, to see that you receive all the glory and the honor and the praise for it. And Lord, we'll always thank you for everything. And we ask it in the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so good. Amen. Thank the Lord for his precious mercy and grace. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed.